Accounting follows a set of principles that provide a framework for recording, summarizing, and reporting financial transactions. These principles guide accountants in maintaining consistency and transparency in their financial reporting. And if you want to learn accounting, it's important to understand these core principles before going on to learn some of the more difficult parts of accounting. If you Google accounting principles, you'll see all kinds of lists, such as 5 principles, 4 principles, 8 principles, and just about every other number. To save you from having to read through all those lists, I've put together a combined and comprehensive list of the main accounting concepts and principles you need to know. So let's run through the 12 key accounting principles that are essential to performing the job effectively. The first accounting principle you need to know is called the entity concept, and it assumes that the business entity is separate from its owners and other businesses. This means that a business's accounts should only contain transactions for that business and not for any other entity. The next accounting principle is called the going concern concept, and it assumes that a business will continue to operate indefinitely. Financial statements are prepared with the expectation that the business will remain in operation for the foreseeable future. Next up is the monetary unit concept, which states that business transactions should only be recorded if they can be expressed in terms of a currency, such as dollars or euros. Anything that is non-quantifiable should not be recorded in a business's financial accounts. The historical cost principle states that a business should record assets at the original cost or purchase price on their balance sheet. While adjustments for depreciation may be made, no adjustments are made to reflect the current market prices or changes resulting from inflation. The revenue recognition principle states that revenue should be recognized in the period in which it is earned, which may not be the same period in which the cash is received. The matching principle requires that expenses be recognized in the same accounting period as the revenues they help to generate. This ensures that financial statements accurately reflect the results of the business's operations for a specific period. The accrual principle is similar to the last two principles. It states that businesses should adopt the accrual method of accounting and recognize revenue when it is earned and expenses when assets are consumed. This means that revenues and expenses may be recorded in different periods to those when cash changes hands for those transactions. The conservatism principle requires that a business's accounts be prepared with a conservative approach. This means that when accountants are faced with uncertainty, they should choose the option that is least likely to overstate assets and income. The consistency principle states that once an accounting method is chosen, it should be consistently applied from one period to the next. This helps to ensure that financial statements are reliable and can be compared from period to period. The materiality principle provides that financial information should be presented and disclosed if it is material enough to influence the decisions of investors and other stakeholders. Items that are immaterial do not need to be reported. The full disclosure principle is all about transparency and provides that all material information relevant to understanding a company's financial condition and operations should be disclosed in the financial statements or accompanying notes. In other words, material information should not be left out. And finally, to comply with the objectivity principle, financial statements should be objective. Or in other words, they should be unbiased and free from any external or internal influence. So those are the principles that provide a framework for recording, summarizing, and reporting financial transactions that accountants use as a guide when doing their work. And remember, if you want to learn accounting, make sure you understand these basic principles before going on to learn the more difficult parts of accounting.